Welcome to Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHS, and a good evening to you, Haley Kilkelly.
Well, hello, hello. Not my full name, but I'll give it to you.
I like the Kilkelly part, though, because it's just, it's got those hard sounds, and it sounds like you're coming for somebody.
It kind of sounds like I'm swearing at someone if I say my name too fast.
Haley Hansen has a more genteel feel to it, but Kilkelly, you're just
Kilkelly.
Both barrels. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
You know me.
Ian Vertrees is here. He's knob one. I'm Terry Munner's knob two. All right, so we have one more knob who's been arrested for going to the Capitol. You think any of these folks are apologizing for busting into the Capitol?
Not a single one, because most of them still think that it was in their rights to do so.
I mean, taxes. I can go in there.
No, right. You can't. You can't go into Fort Knox. There are certain places you can't go in.
What really boggles my mind is that so many people are just posting videos and photos on Facebook and Instagram about, look at me in the I'm standing on Nancy Pelosi's desk. And then posting them and being like, I'm getting charged. It's just the complete privilege of it that I just love.
Exactly. That's it. The privilege of thinking, yeah, well, I'm just going to push these cops out of the way and just go in here. It's like there's a reason why they lock doors. There's a reason why there are signs that say no one beyond this point.
It doesn't apply to them, apparently.
It's just mind-boggling to me. But here's another one. Yeah, my rights. I got my rights. Okay, well, actually, we all have rats, and they're limited to a certain extent. There are places you can't walk into surgery. They're performing surgery on your sister, and you're going to walk in there without a mask or washing your hands or any scrubs on, any of that kind of thing, because it's your rat. It's my sister. It's my rat. No, it isn't.
I think you need to learn your rights, sir.
We have a bill of them. They're listed.
Go to see if walking in on your sister's surgery is on that list, because I don't think it is.
Well, that should be number 11.
It is astounding. It's like a world with no boundaries. There are no rules that apply to me. There are rules for other people, but there are no rules. I should do what I want because free will. Don't tread on me.
It's happening all over this stupid country. Kills me.
I just hope that people aren't getting pro bono legal work. I hope they have to pay legal fees, and then it makes a mark on them that teaches the lesson. Because when you don't get proper recourse for doing something stupid, then there's no lesson learned.
Unfortunately, I don't think there will be any lessons learned with this group. They don't seem like a lesson learned kind of people.
Well, let's just say you had $50,000 in a savings account. You've saved it up over the years, and suddenly you owe a lawyer $31,000. Now you have $19,000 left of the money that you saved over the years. Was that worth it? No.
Right. No, of course not. But, again, in their mind, they're going to be like, well, I shouldn't have even been charged in the free. It was my right. It's like, well, it's not. Your lawyer will tell you otherwise.
People are thinking, oh, the legal fees can't be $31,000. Yes, they can. It just depends on how many court episodes there are, how many, you know, people going for an initial charge, this, that, or whatever. And then if it gets really, you know, sticky and they have to go in and defend themselves in a long, drawn-out trial situation, it can be that much money.
Right. So, and what most of these charges are federal, or almost all of them, I think. So
it's pretty serious business.
Oof.
See, I got a notice today about someone from the Western District of Kentucky. They put a release out. Let me find it here from earlier today.
Oh, was that the man that was involved in all the robberies?
Yes. May 3rd, 2021, federal jury in Bowling Green returned a verdict convicting Jorge Santos Caballero Melgar, 36 years old, formerly resided in Nashville. Conspiracy to interfere with commerce by robbery, conspiracy to use and carry firearms during and in relation to crimes of violence, interference with commerce by robbery in the March 17, 2017 robbery of La Placita in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Murder through the use of a firearm during and in relation to the commission of a crime. Now, think about all those charges and all the work that lawyers had to do on this person's behalf, the legal fees that come involved with all that and the challenge. And this guy, well, he's convicted, so now I don't have to say allegedly, shot somebody, killed somebody outside this business that was being robbed. And he was part of a group of people who were, like you said, Haley, multiple robberies, a dozen armed robberies. It's like, wow.
And the guy, the worst part of it is the guy that he shot was a father that was just going to the place to pick his kid up.
Correct.
And he just unknowingly stumbled upon the robbery. I mean, it's sick.
Exactly right. They give that victim's initials, but they say he arrived outside the store to pick up his young son inside the store while the robbery was in progress. And this guy killed him outside the store because he got in the way. He showed up the wrong time. They bound store employees. Someone unable to understand the Spanish-speaking defendants had a cell phone held to her ear over which the defendant demanded she tell the robbers where the store's money was located. Five co-conspirators previously entered guilty pleas in the case. So it's like this guy, you know, they had all these other charges and went ahead with that. But, I mean, imagine just being at work one day and suddenly you're terrorized by a group of people. And then witness murder and everything else.
Yeah, just trying to work, trying to go to work.
And you're right, it's a federal situation, and they say the charge of murder through the use of firearm during a crime of violence for the death of that person at La Placita carries maximum penalty, life in prison. There is no parole in the federal system. So the next time, I mean, obviously we're talking about a much more severe crime here, but the next time you decide you're going to kick in the doors or bust in the windows of a federal installation, because that's your rights, just remember there is no parole in the federal system. And you're going to wind up with something, and whatever they say you're serving, you're serving.
Oof, and jail time doesn't sound fun.
That would be tough. I did a show out of the jail down at Metro Corrections when they opened current building.
I thought you were going to say, I did a stint in jail.
No,
that's one of your former co-hosts.
That is true.
I did my show out of a cell down there at Metro Corrections, and it was weird. It was uncomfortable because I just kept thinking, of course, it was pristine. It was brand new. Nobody had been. The next day, I think they were going to actually put prisoners in the building. It was like, I just thought, oh, my God, I couldn't take this for 20 minutes if they shut that door, which they never did.
Didn't they give you guys, like, a sample of the food as well to show you what it was like?
Yes, but I didn't do that part of it. I think I came in there later, and I was just setting up for my show, and I did my segments out of there, and I was like, it was weird.
Yeah. I don't.
Tough deal. You know, not everybody obviously is wired right, and they go astray because they're mentally challenged. But some people are just make choices that wind up and get them in positions that they're locked down like that. And it's like, wow, that's a tough deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the you know, but you got yourself there. All right, we'll get to a little happier news. I don't know how we even got
that.
Yeah,
way to start off the show on a positive.
I know. But it was another Kentuckian. That's like 14 of them charged.
It's about a dozen, yeah.
Insurrection. It's like, wow. Do people ever graduate? All right, we've got some audio from Terry Bradshaw, the Hall of Fame quarterback, talking about Aaron Rodgers that's got a lot of people worked up this afternoon. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. And we have to follow the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce story too, Haley, because we started in on that last night, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Some follow-up on that on the way on News Radio 840 WHAS.
I love my Green Bay Packers.
Who won the first Super Bowl ever? Haley, are you old enough to even know who Terry Bradshaw is?
I know him only from that one. Is it a Capital One commercial?
Do you have any idea what he did for a living?
Well, I know he's a footballer man.
Yeah,
but
he's
why would I ever know what he accomplished? I know he's funny on the commercial, but I don't know how long he throws that ball.
Ian, how many Steelers Super Bowl victories were there in the 70s? Was it 5 or 4?
I think there were 4. Yeah, they've won a couple since then, and my wife likes to tell me they have 6. So
Big Ben has 2? I guess I forgot.
Yes.
Okay. So Bradshaw's got 4.
I think
he was quite the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's on Fox Sports or something or other, that one of those NFL pre-game shows, halftime shows, that kind of thing, and he's always yapping. He's kind of Charles Barkley-ish, and he just says whatever he thinks. He's on a New York City show this morning, WFAN Sports Radio, with Moose and Maggie. Moose and Maggie, da-da-da-da. And they're talking about Aaron Rodgers and all this drama about whether or not he'll go back and play for the Green Bay Packers. Bradshaw's had enough of all the whining out of Aaron Rodgers.
Understand why he's so upset at Green Bay. And then if they fire the general manager, he'll come back. Are you kidding me? Really? Aaron, that's where this is. Here's what I'd do. I wouldn't budge. Let him gripe. Let him cry. Retire. You're 38. Go ahead and retire. See you later. I mean, I'm really strong about stuff like that, and it just makes him look weak. In my way of looking, it makes him look weak. You know, how dare you draft somebody, or, you know, I played better. What did he say? I played better than they thought I would, or I don't know. Oh, me being the MVP really screwed him, you know, really messed him up. Well, you're going to make, I don't know how much money. That obviously he doesn't need the money. So probably he should just retire and go do Jeopardy.
Oh, my gosh, Terry.
That quarterback club is tight, usually. They usually don't trash talk each other.
But, I mean, I kind of agree with him.
I do, too.
I agree with him.
I do, too. I think Aaron Rodgers has just overplayed his hand here. It's like, who he cares? Like Bradshaw said in another little interview we ran a piece of earlier today, that who cares who you draft? You're out there. You're the guy. You're in charge.
Yeah.
You're out there and just focus. And it's like,
that's why you're in charge, not A.A. Ron Rodgers.
Right. And Bradshaw talked about people who were drafted while he was the Steelers quarterback. He said, I don't care. I was out there, you know, doing what I had to do for us to win. I mean, that's what you do. That's a sport where you earn your position. So, I mean, good on him. But he's getting trashed online. Any Aaron Rodgers-friendly media person seems to be saying, oh, Terry Bradshaw, he's got dementia. What, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh,
Aaron, you hold out for what you.
I will say this, though. Go ahead.
You sent us that thing today that talks about how much money is at stake here for Aaron Rodgers, were he to retire. Interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I understand where Terry's coming from, but the way that, not necessarily the game, I'm not talking about the game of football on the field, but the way the game is played for star players now off the field is 100% different than when Terry Bradshaw was playing.
Drinking and carrying on?
I mean the power dynamic between star players and the people who run the team. Then free agency didn't exist. Yeah. So once a team drafted you, you were theirs. You weren't going anywhere unless they wanted to get rid of you. And every organization treated their players like, you know, people that they owned, essentially. That's completely different now. Nobody knows who the Packers ownership are, but guess what? Everybody knows who Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers has the power in that situation for the most part, just like LeBron James does with the Lakers, Tom Brady does with, you know, the Tampa Bay Bucks. Those guys are the guys that have the power.
I happen to be one of the Green Bay Packers owners. I have a piece of paper that I bought for $100 or whatever it was several years ago.
So you basically are Aaron Rodgers' boss.
That's exactly right. Me and a zillion other people.
Walk into the locker room, see how that goes.
Yeah, see if I can get that. See, back to that insurrectionist guy. You know, I got my rights. Right. I'm a Green Bay Packers.
Hold up your piece of paper, waving it above your head.
Yeah. I want a locker right next to Aaron Rodgers.
Something tells me you'll be throwing out some legal fees if you try that.
Mm-hmm. All right, but Ian, you sent us the details about his money and what would be on the line were he to retire.
Yeah, it was almost, it was like 45 or 47 million dollars total. And not that he doesn't have a ton of money. Over Aaron Rodgers' career, he's made a ridiculous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But 47 million is still 47 million.
But to be a crybaby about somebody getting drafted and hurts your feelings.
But see, Haley, I don't think it's – I think the draft was one of those final nails. I mean, you've said it yourself. For years, Aaron Rodgers has been like, hey, why do you keep taking all my weapons and letting them go? Why do you never draft me any wide receivers? Why are my running backs not the guys that I want? Why are you not helping me here? And this has been going on for years. And I think the final straw was, oh, you're not going to help me. You want me to be this, you know, you want to win Super Bowls. You're putting it all on me. And now you're just going to draft another quarterback and not even tell me about it. I find out when everybody else in America finds out.
That is shady.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, he's got receivers. He's got running backs. He's got great running backs. He's got some great receivers. Would I like another wide receiver? Absolutely. They just did draft one. They should have taken CeeDee Lamb last year. He went to Dallas. They should have traded up and gotten him.
Oh, you mean when they took Jordan Love?
Correct. And well, I played that clip of Jimmy Garoppolo earlier. Jimmy G was talking about how he's going to nurture the upcoming talent. Rodgers doesn't seem to be willing to be that guy either.
Well,
he's got lots of weapons. Look how far they made it. They should have beaten Brady and the Buccaneers, but Rodgers screwed up a few plays in that game. It wasn't just Kevin King's problem. Rodgers has to own some of that loss to the Buccaneers where that would have gotten them to the Super Bowl.
Well, so does Devontae Adams, who dropped a super touchdown pass. I mean, you don't win. You know, no one game is decided necessarily on one play.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the Jimmy G audio you played earlier, you know, he was like, well, Tom did this for me, and I'm going to, you know, be Trey Lance's mentor. Oh, you mean Tom Brady, who got Jimmy G traded? Because Belichick wanted Jimmy G. The GM wanted Jimmy G to start over Tom Brady there for a little bit. And Tom went to the ownership, and the ownership told everybody else, get rid of Jimmy G.
Yep.
So, you know, Tom may have nurtured him for a year or two, but when it came down to it, Tom flexed his muscles, and I think that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing as well.
Yep,
and totally. And you heard Jimmy G today, though, just be completely gracious. You know,
and we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Aaron and Jordan may have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. That's the unfortunate part of not having a preseason and not getting to see Jordan Love play or those guys really interact. They may be okay with each other.
Haley, here's the money on the line for Aaron Rodgers. He'd be forced to repay $23 million in unearned signing bonus money. Then he'd lose the $6.8 million roster bonus he earned earlier in this offseason. He'd have to give up the $14.7 million base salary that he's supposed to earn this year, and that totals up to $44.5 million. Is your ego, is your pride, is your lack of a solid relationship with a general manager worth walking away from? He's 37, soon to be 38. 10 years from now, would he reflect back and think, why didn't I just play the Packers one more season and collect that $44.5 million and move on?
But it's
that's
not
the thing. Just finish the year and then just don't sign up for another. Can you do that? Is he on contract?
He's not free at the end of the year. It's two more years.
Oh, gotcha.
He could have a worse life, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he could.
I think he's being arrogant. I think it's way too big of an ego thing. He just needs to step back and humble himself.
Your girl, Shailene, needs to step in and say, go get paid, boyfriend.
Oh,
and
she makes
money. She's a strong woman. I think she'd slap him into shape.
Well, even Bill Gates isn't going to walk away from $44 million. If he drops it on the floor, he's going to pick it up. You know, that's how that goes. That's a lot of money.
I don't think he wants to walk away from it, though. I think he just wants to go somewhere where he feels appreciated.
I don't know where else you could go. I mean,
fans
he's
out there screaming. Geez.
Well, but it's not the fans, you know. I mean, it's the ownership that he doesn't feel the ownership and the GM that his bosses are the ones he doesn't feel appreciated by, yeah. And he just won the MVP. Who should be more appreciated?
He gets lots of appreciation from the owners, like me, and all the hundreds of thousands
exactly.
of other idiots who bought a piece.
Well,
of paper
but what are you all telling him? Shut up and play.
That's right.
That's not exactly appreciation.
No, it's appreciation for what he does. And he's okay as a Jeopardy host, but if he takes that job, you know, have a ball. You're not going to make $44 million, bro.
Mm-mm.
Very few jobs pay at that level. I'd go run and do my job. That's what I'd do. All right, we're going to – who is that? Is that Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne's Packer Anthem, Green and Yellow.
Yeah.
Which starts with a whole couple verses about Aaron Rodgers.
How's he not in jail? Trump gave him a pardon, that's how.
Yep.
We're back in a few on News Radio 840 WHS. It's Haley in the Nine. Who's seen the photo of Jennifer Garner without her makeup? Oh my goodness, she looks stunning.
She's so beautiful and has such a kind heart. I adore her.
Kind heart? She looked after Ben Affleck when he was hitting the rocks, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw some photo of her a little while ago. I forgot why she was posting it anyway. Good on her. Our boy, Ben Affleck, he's still looking for love.
And he went on, Benny boy.
What did he go on? Which dating app was it?
Raya, I think.
I've never heard of that one.
I don't think so. It may be one of the ones for the elite rich people.
Ah, yes. Hence the reason I haven't heard of it.
You're only allowed in if you make a certain amount of money. You have to look a certain way, too, surely.
I'm sure.
Look like you make a lot of money, yeah.
I mean, weren't there stories about that a few years ago where they were just telling people you're too ugly to be on this dating site?
Yeah, there's one that's specifically for rich people, and it's like, we don't allow other people in. It's like, well, that's kind of terrible, but all right. I guess everyone needs love.
He's an Academy Award winner, Ben Affleck, back on the dating app. You think it's called Raya?
Maybe Raya.
He matched with a social media influencer who said she thought it was fake and unmatched him. And that's when she said that the actor sent her an Instagram video message asking why, which she then posted on TikTok. Why does everyone have to live their lives online? Every little thing about their life has to be online.
And how embarrassing. Why on earth would you post that on TikTok? Why? That's so mean.
My guess is TikTok is the way she got eligible for said dating app. That's how she makes her money.
She's probably an influencer.
Letting people into her life.
Well, good luck to those cute kids. I hope it works out for them. Now to Bill and Melinda. God love them.
Wait, you didn't mention the second part of that story, Terry Myers.
Oh, that he, what did he do?
Who has he been seen with?
Oh, I missed that part of the story.
He has been seen hanging out with his former fiance, one Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. I did read that earlier today.
There we go. So Ian had this ready.
Do we know that it's over with Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez? Because I thought they just had dinner together again.
I can never keep up with those crazy kids.
I think that's just Alex trying to get back in the good graces. My guess is Jen's been through this enough with the big famous people that she may be done with Alex.
Yeah.
She and Puffy, Sean Combs, weren't they together? Was that who that was years ago?
Yeah. Well, she was with Puffy, Sean Love Combs.
Oh, that's
now.
His new name.
Yeah, thank you. Love. Thank you. Right.
And then she was with Batman. Ben Affleck, and now and then Mark Anthony was in
Mark,
there. Somewhere.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Mark Anthony. They were married for a while.
Yeah, evidently after this most recent thing with Alex Rodriguez, she spent some time with Mark Anthony as well. Now she's hanging out with Ben Affleck, and then of course Alex Rodriguez came along. She's got famous people littered everywhere.
Oh, that's my girl. I just love that. Get it, girl.
So now to Bill and Melinda Gates. Apparently, Bill had a torch that he could never extinguish for someone that he knew way back in the day. And Melinda was just like, yeah, okay. And supposedly, he would spend weekends at the beach once a year with this other woman. That's odd, isn't it?
What? And Melinda was just like, all right, have a good weekend retreat. Tell Melissa I say hi.
And my like, only question would be, if I were to walk in the kitchen right now or wherever Mary is, she's in some room, I hear her talking, and say, hey, sweetie, listen, we're going to do this on Thursday, and then Friday, I'm going to go to the beach with this woman I've never gotten over from, you know, college, and then I'll see you Sunday night. And you know what my only question would be after that? Which of the knives she would pull out of the block there and chase me around the house with?
I mean, maybe they just had a ton of trust and she was like, you know what? Good for you. I trust you. Or, and this may be just hot goss, but what if they had an open relationship?
My Bill, nerdy Bill, that seems odd.
Right. Can you imagine?
I mean, he met Melinda when she came to work at Microsoft back in the 80s, I think it was.
I need to go find a picture of young Melinda. I don't think I've ever seen her as a wee girl.
He's 65, she's 56. 9-year difference in Bill Gates and Melinda that are now splitting. But this other woman that he spends time with once a year is 70 years old, so 5 years older than Bill Gates. And they were buddies for a long time, for the longest times, and still spend a weekend together every year at the beach. I just find it interesting. That's all. She's a venture capitalist, but listed as his ex-girlfriend, Anne Wyndham.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's, I mean, oof.
Yeah.
Maybe. So do you think in a few weeks we'll see some news about maybe he has a new girl on his arm? Does a not so new girl?
Like, does this feel a little bit like Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles? I don't know.
It kind of does.
I mean, there's no death involved in this, no tragic death. But
still, oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But still, you know.
American royalty, you could say. The Gates.
Yeah. Anyway, I just found it interesting. Because that's you're right. That's a very trusting relationship. Because it would be odd to say an ex partner of yours, you know, be it Jennifer Lopez, and she tells who she with this week. Is it Ben Affleck? Is that who you said?
Sure. They said the last week she was seen with him.
Yeah, just I think it was a dinner. But
okay, but let's just say they're back together. And then she says, "Yeah, I'm going to run over Alex's house for the weekend. Is that all right with you, Ben? Because we're back."
We're heading over to his beach house.
It would be weird. That's all. Just odd.
It's probably all right. Ben's got girls on the Raya. You know, he can find his own side action as well.
What do you think he puts down as his description on a dating
app? The bio, right. He types in, he's like, I'm a Libra. I like long walks on the beach. I love sunset. Like, is it the typical dating bio?
Yankees fans need not apply.
Right.
Oscar winner. I mean, he just has to say something. Ben. Film.
Just Ben. Simply Ben.
Maybe it's just a picture of the Oscar statue. That's why you don't know if it's really him. It's just a picture of an Oscar statue.
Maybe. Anyway, good on him. Good on everybody. Everybody just try to get along. Just whether you're going to the beach with whomever you're going with, make sure you get that clear. Don't do it in secret.
Yeah, let your partner know and make sure you have a good open communication about it.
Well, they had open. I don't know if it was communication.
Something was open.
All right, back to wrapping a few here. It's Haley and the Knobs on News Radio 840 WHAS. You're with News Radio 840 WHS, the Haley and the Knob Show. Haley, how's life over at your place?
I mean, same every day, my dude. I just can't wait to get back into the office.
I did not go in the office today. Tony and Dwight were there, so I am broadcasting from the Mary George Miners dining room table.
I understand. You don't want to catch the germs of those two.
That's the thing, is I saw them on Twitter today, and I'm like, do I want to go in and catch some Vannetti germs, Vannetti virus?
Yeah, you know what those two have been up to. It's not even safe.
I'll probably come back tomorrow, but I may do it like Bubble Boy. I just may totally wrap up in something just to feel better. Yeah. Got to do.
Yeah, right. It's the world we live in.
Have they said anything to you about when you're allowed to come back in the building?
I think in a few weeks was the last I heard from Josh, yeah. But I'm not entirely sure. I also don't. I don't know if I remember how to be in an office setting anymore.
It'll be weird. I was kind of weirded out yesterday, but I saw Ian through the glass. It was just, hey, bud. Ugh. And then he waved
and that makes it worth. That makes it worth it.
I'm like the security blanket.
Aww, I love it.
Josh, the program director, came in, and he just stayed right in the doorway. He didn't really come into the studio because we have our protocols.
See, we're doing everything right.
Yeah, feels good. I like it. Cubs are up 7-0. Oh, they went on to win 7-1 today. They play a doubleheader. Woo! That's why there was a shorter game today. So way to go, Cubbies. There's your Cubbies actually getting a little love today.
It's gone.
I love it.
It's gone.
The wrist seems to be feeling just fine.
That's all so good. So on the Louisville front, things are pretty good for the Louisville Cardinals. Alex Benellis up to bat early in that game versus Vanderbilt. And, well...
Uh-oh. Bye. I think that just hit the train. That wow. is now on the 525 to Lexington.
I love that line. That's on the 525 to Lexington. You know that Beautiful. Train that goes outside the Louisville Baseball? It is moving east. That's on the 525 to Lexington. Cards win 7-1 today over number there two ranked Vanderbilt, and that helps for sure. That's a good day at baseball. Bats baseball tonight downtown at Slugger Field. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Good night.